With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Now that President Biden has dropped out of the 2024 race for the White House, the scramble is on to see who will replace him at the top of the Democratic presidential ticket on Election Day. Mr. Biden quickly endorsed Vice President Harris to take on GOP nominee Donald Trump and encouraged his party to unite behind her. Also on SRNnews.com, the Senate's top Democrat is heaping praise on President Biden for deciding to end his reelection campaign.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling Joe Biden a true patriot. In a statement, Schumer calls Biden a great leader and legislator and describes him as an amazing human being. Schumer says it must have been a difficult decision for the president, but that, quote, he once again put his country, his party, and our future first. Sources say Schumer told Biden in a meeting on Saturday a majority of Democrat senators believed he could not win re-election. Bob Hagen reporting.
A wildfire in Salt Lake City has forced people living uphill from Utah's state capitol to evacuate. Salt Lake City Fire Department Division Chief Bob Silverthorne says the weather is a big factor in how the fire tracks.
We've got, you know, wind coming out of the south. Well, that's great, but also with the topography, it's kind of tricky and how the pressure, the barometric pressure changes. It also has an effect on where fire goes. But with the heat, as well as the wind direction and just the temperatures out here and the fuel moisture, it's kind of a recipe that we could have a quickly running fire.
The blaze on Ensign Peak remains uncontained. Airlines, including Delta Airlines, continue to struggle to restore operations 2 days after a faulty software update caused technological havoc worldwide and resulted in several carriers grounding flights. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up by 39 points. This is SRN News. J.D. Vance seeks to reassure Christians.
Former President Trump's vice presidential nominee has been meeting with social conservatives, telling them that they will always have a seat at the table in the Republican Party, quote, so long as I have any influence in this party, and President Trump, I know, agrees. Some Christians have voiced concerns over an apparent softening of the GOP's pro-life stance in its latest party platform and certain concessions to the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law designed to place strict limits on drag shows, reversing a lower court ruling that deemed the statute unconstitutional. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has found that the Memphis-based LGBT theater company that filed the complaint lacked the legal right to sue over the law. Friends of George's had alleged the law would negatively affect them. This is SRN News. Israel's leader heads to Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to Washington, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. The departure comes at a time of great uncertainty following President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the midst of a dizzying election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. I'm Charles Villadesma.
European markets opened with gains after President Biden exited the 2024 race, while Asian shares mostly fell. U.S. futures edged higher and oil prices rose. There was no drastic reaction to Mr. Biden's decision. More details at SRNnews.com.